Volcanic eruptions occur in the underwater ocean. Underwater volcanic eruptions can be measured with bottom pressure sensors. When an underwater eruption occurs, magma ejects from the volcano and the seafloor deflates. When the seafloor drops and the magma chamber deflates, there is now more water above the sensor and it reads a higher pressure. The bottom pressure sensor measures this shift. In the following sonification, you will hear 2 weeks of bottom pressure data and a volcanic eruption event where the height of the seafloor changes. Listen for the shift in the seafloor height amidst the regular tidal cycle. In the last data sonification, we heard both a tidal cycle and an underwater volcanic eruption event as measured by a bottom pressure sensor. Now listen again to the same 2 weeks of bottom pressure data from the 2015 Axial Seamount Eruption Data Nugget. This time, clicks will sound at the beginning of each day, and the eruption event has been marked in the sonification mix. The underwater volcanic eruption event will sound like this. The daily clicks will sound like this. Here is the data sonification of the 2015 Axial Seamount Eruption using 2 weeks of bottom pressure data. Notice how the tidal cycle sounds a bit different. The tidal cycle sounds lower in frequency after the eruption because the seafloor dropped. The drop meant more water pressure as a result of the volcanic eruption, and in the sonification, this meant a lower frequency.